Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And it is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan.
Well, I just think the world of this guy because I think he's really, really good at what he does. Kyle Crabbs, host of Locked On Fins podcast, joins us this morning. Kyle, how you doing, bud?
A little bit better than last Tuesday. The sun's a little brighter up here than it was last time we talked, about 24, what, a week ago?
Yeah.
So, We're doing pretty good. How about you?
I'm doing great. I really am. And so I wanted to have you on for a reason. I didn't just randomly do this. So the Dolphins have kind of just going through it last night. They've kind of filled in a lot of positions where at least if you wanted to put a depth chart together, you could kind of put somebody at every position now that's got a chance to start, even though I know free agency's not done and I know we haven't had the draft. So who knows? But I wanted to ask you, now that we've filled in a lot of those positions and we've upgraded or we need to upgrade and add depth with what they've done so far, what would be your first-round pick right now from what you've seen?
Can I cheat and say best player available?
No, you're not allowed. You're not allowed to do that, Chris Greer.
I think from my standpoint, anytime you can go into a draft and you don't feel like you're painted into a corner, it really helps you with getting value out of your pick. Now, I look at what the Dolphins have done, and I think the biggest drop-off that they have is probably the interior defensive line spot that's been vacated by Christian Wilkins.
Right.
And in a perfect world, you find with one of your first two draft selections, you find somebody that can be a high-ceiling snap taker to kind of help with that rotation because they've brought in all these bodies, right? They bring back Benito Jones, but I think that's more of a replacement, potential replacement for Raekwon Davis than anything
right.
else. They re-signed Deshaun Hand. They bring in Neville Gallimore, Jonathan Harris from Denver, Isaiah Mack, Davion Nixon. You knew it was never going to be one guy that steps into Christian Wilkins' shoes because he plays an outrageous amount of snaps at defensive tackle. And I think your rotation there, you have enough guys with enough different skill sets, but you don't have, like, the cornerstone piece. And I really regard, on the other side of the ball, the guard spot to be the same way, where they re-sign Isaiah Wynn, who was great when he was healthy, but how much can you bank on him to stay healthy? Well, they still have Liam Eikenberg. They bring back Robert Jones. They bring in Jack Driscoll from Philadelphia yesterday and sign him. So, like, you have healthy competition at both those spots, but you don't have the guy, I think, at either place that you feel really good about taking the place of the guy who left. So that, for me, is the biggest thing for Miami because they have less great players, but I think they have more good players. They have more of a middle class, and they have healthy competition for some of these spots that we've been talking about.
Are you high on Aaron Brewer, by the way? We thought he was a center. He goes, they haven't really told me if I'm going to be guard or center. What do you think of what you've seen from his play?
I think his center tape translates very well to what Miami does offensively and what they ask Connor Williams to do. So you never know how the draft's going to shake out or who might become available, but I would say just based off what we know right now, playing him at anywhere other than center, when you see the parallels of his athleticism versus Connor Williams, I think is not putting him in the best position to be successful, and I don't think it's the best combination for your offensive line because he is a lighter player. He doesn't have a bigger anchor. So where he wins is he's pretty short and stout. He's about 6'2", versus some of these other guys that used to be college tackles that are now playing on the interior where they don't have the natural leverage that he has at 6'2". And against A-gap pass rushers, guys that are typically a little bit heavier versus your three techniques that are lined up on the outside shoulder of the guard, there's not quite the same amount of explosiveness. So they don't have the ability to build up as much of a speed-to-power conversion against you at center because it's just such close quarters. And he can get under pads quicker, and it helps him to anchor more effectively. I think when you watch him in pass protection between 2022 and 2023 at guard and center, I think he had a better job at center where he had more guys that were lined up directly over top of him who might have outweighed him by more pounds, but because they weren't as explosive, he could really leverage them with his stature.
Interesting. So, got to ask you about the name that keeps popping up all over the country, Jackson Powers Johnson. If he's there, do you take him, or could there be a tackle you like more, or which way would you go on that? Because like you said, tackles can always be guards for a while.
Yeah. I think the downside to Jackson Powers, there's two downsides to Jackson Powers Johnson. One is that he doesn't have tackle flexibility, right? So he's center guard flexibility. You could get into a positional value discussion about that being a top 25 draft pick and look at Chris Greer's track record going all the way back to 2019, or even if you wanted to rewind it all the way back to 2016 when he first took the title, it's a lot of corners, quarterback, offensive tackle, defensive ends. Like, interior offensive line's not really fitting the vibe of how they've invested those first-round picks when they've had them. Wide receivers go in there, too, and that's kind of the new-age premium position. The other thing with Jackson Powers Johnson is there is some medical background stuff there that every team is going to have their own answers for. I don't know where I'm going to fall in that spectrum. But what I do know is if the Washington tackle is there, Troy Fatanu, he would be my pick over Jackson Powers Johnson because he's got tackle ability. He can play inside at guard, kind of mirrors the Laremy Tunsil, Brandon Albert succession plan from 2016. Like, I think he can be a guard in 2024 for you. And then long-term, if you move on from Teron Armstead after this season, he can kick right out the tackle and say, okay, we got to find another guard. It's not a premium position. It shouldn't be as hard to find another one. So as far as offensive linemen go, I think the dream offensive lineman that's there for me at 21 would be Troy Fatanu from Washington.
What about Graham Barton? I keep hearing his name from Duke, the kid that's all over. He can play here. He can play there. He can play everywhere. A lot of people have him going in the first round. Do you like him?
Yeah, he's a good player. And he has, across the full spectrum of his college resume, he has played inside at center. He's played at offensive tackle and played at a high level at offensive tackle. He's a little bit more, I guess I would put him on like the Peter Skoronski spectrum as far as like build and athleticism. Skoronski went in the top 15 to the Titans last year and played at left guard for him. So
yeah.
I certainly think that's within the range of outcomes. I think Barton's a more popular name for Miami. I do think Barton's a little bit more athletic than Skoronski. I think he's a more popular name for Miami because kind of the general consensus is Fatanu, who I've already mentioned, is probably he's red hot. He knocked the pre-draft process out of the park. There's a pretty good chance he goes earlier when you consider from about 13 to 25 is when you really feel like the offensive line run is going to start to take place in this year's draft. Now, I will say the Jets did us a favor by signing Tyron Smith and trading for Morgan Moses because that felt like a slam dunk offensive tackle spot at 10. And now that's a little bit more open. So you may see the pecking order slide down a few spots and Miami get lucky and have somebody that is there, like a Fatanu, who'd be a no-brainer selection.
I got to ask you about Kendall Fuller, who a lot of people like on a really bad defense, and their pass defense is even worse than their defense. But Kendall Fuller, people raving about him, even though he gave up a lot of touchdowns, saying it wasn't all his fault. He got no safety help. It was a disaster, and we got to see it. I saw a lot of corners and safeties in our game looking, trying to figure out how T. Hill got behind everybody so much. So what's your take on him?
Yeah, he's a good player. I think with what he does best is probably not on par with what Xavier Howard did best, which was like being a lockdown man coverage player and with the ball skills and the ball production that Xavier Howard has. I would give X the nod in those two elements, but I think from a versatility standpoint, being able to line up inside and outside, he started his career as a heavy nickel player, and you heard Anthony Weaver at the beginning of the offseason when we first met him talk about their interest in moving Jalen Ramsey around to maximize his value. To do that, you need to have versatile pieces, and that's really the polar opposite of what this secondary was last year. Like, guys were pretty static. It was such an issue. It was a complaint for everybody with exit interviews. So I think versatility is a step up with Kendall Fuller. I think tackling is a step up from Kendall Fuller as far as consistency. I think his background as being somebody who lived at times in run support and being in the nickel and having to fit the D gap and tackle around the line of scrimmage, that helps. And then I think the other thing that he's better at this stage of his career than Xavier Howard is his short area quickness and transitional quickness. I think he's a little bit more of a quick-footed player than X is, and he's 2 years younger. So you'll get 2 years from now, at the end of this Fuller contract, he'll be going into the age season that Xavier Howard's going into this year. So, and you're doing it for a third of the cost.
Yeah.
And that's the selling point, obviously, for Miami with some of these transitions that they've been making. So I think there's pros and cons to that transition. There's things that he's not as good as Xavier Howard is, and there's things that I think he's better than Xavier Howard is, and you're doing it from a cost-friendly standpoint with a younger player, which I like.
Jordan Brooks, we don't know a lot about except his stats. He stuffs it up pretty good. He did in Seattle, taking over basically for Jerome Baker. Did we get even on that one? Did we get a little better on what Jordan brings to the table or not?
I think he got younger. I think he got faster. I think he got bigger. I think the other thing that he's better at than Jerome Baker is from a pass coverage standpoint. The metrics on Jordan Brooks in pass coverage are not good. But I would point to the degree of difficulty of the assignment being the largest reason why. And it kind of parallels, it's not the same thing, but it kind of parallels what Tremaine Edmonds was for the Buffalo Bills before he left in free agency and went to Chicago. He was so long and athletic and fluid for such a big player as a stack linebacker. He's being given assignments that help you change the entire structure of your defense and how you leverage routes and what responsibilities guys have and what their landmarks are. And Jordan Brooks is another one of those players where he's a really unique, big, long athlete that can turn and run in the middle of the field. And he's carrying Ja'Marr Chase at three strong, 30 yards up the field on a vertical route. He's covering slot fades. He's turning his back to the quarterback, and he's hunting crossers, which all these Shanahan offenses run all these crossers that just kill you in the middle of the field, and middle of the field coverage has killed the Dolphins for how many years now between the safeties and the linebackers. And he'll be lined up on one side of the ball, and he'll get his eyes across, and he'll see that crosser coming from the other side of the field, and he'll flip. It's called robot technique. And you turn your eyes, you turn your back to the quarterback, and then you run and sprint and get into the hip pocket of that crosser, and you cut that route from underneath, which is really difficult to do. And he does it frequently on film. So those are the kinds of things for Jordan Brooks. The Dolphins didn't have a linebacker that did that kind of stuff last year.
That's good stuff. They haven't had a
linebacker that's done that kind of stuff in coverage since probably Carlos Dansby, and even we didn't get Carlos Dansby at his peak. So that, I think, is the big thing for Jordan Brooks is what you're able to do structurally with middle-of-the-field coverage and the linebacker assignments that come with it.
I got to ask you about the third wide receiver. How important is that? I see people going, no, we got Jonnu Smith now. He'll kind of be that guy. And I'm thinking, nah, we need more of a natural wide receiver, can do different things. I do like the big body of Jonnu Smith, but do we still need a proven, would you like to get a veteran wide receiver? There's some names out there, or do you go get somebody in the draft maybe?
Yeah, I think with the cost of these guys, Joe, I'd be more inclined to draft one. You see a lot of rookie wide receivers that come in and have success
right away, yeah.
But you're getting Curtis Samuel signed for 3 years, $8 million per, with upside to $10 million per. Darnell Mooney from Chicago had one 1,000-yard season. I thought, like, hey, he might be a nice ad. He's $13 million a season. Like, there's these wide receivers, Gabe Davis from the Bills, as you say, oh, maybe they want a big body guy that can vertically win down the field. He got 13 a year from Jacksonville.
Yeah, wow.
So this middle-class free agent wide receiver group, you're paying for starting offensive lineman money for your third wide receiver in free agency? No, thank you. Like, I'm not interested. So I think, you know, the guys that are out there now, whether it's Odell Beckham, and he played last year for 15, not particularly interested in anywhere near that price point. Michael Thomas, obviously, is a popular name. Runs a lot of slants, right? Has the nickname Slant Boy. Obviously, the slants that Miami runs in this offense, there's some obvious parallel there. There's been some social media buzz there, but he hasn't had a healthy season in forever. Like, don't we want to have some youth and rookie contracts and guys that we can rely on, especially as we figure out long-term what Tyreek Hill's contract situation is going to look like and what their long-term investment to him looks like with just a couple years left on his deal and getting to the age of 30. So I think the draft, ideally, I think you'd ideally find one more top 100 selection at least, so you could go with an offensive lineman, a defensive lineman, and a wide receiver. And if you did that in the first three picks that you had and you felt like there were guys that could contribute fairly early,
yeah,
I think you'd feel really good about what you were able to put together.
That's a good call. I agree with that. Starting with the offensive line, I am with you on that one. So my final question is one Omar just is banging. He claims he's going to say this to the coach as well when he sees him, that this team is really soft. Do you look at this team? I know the games we lost. I don't want to get into the games we lost against teams with winning records. And at the end of the season, is this team soft to you?
I think that this team had some moments defensively where they, I would agree, played soft. I think you can look at the playoff game and business decisions on potential hits on players or not taking those hits. I'm sympathetic to the offensive linemen because you know what the DNA of the offensive line is. And when your backups are heavy-footed guys who can't really explode off the ball the way that you want to, it really cuts down your ability to win in the way in the running game that you wanted to, and now you have to try to be a team that lines up and runs at people, and it doesn't work, and you don't have guys that have horizontal displacement. So I think you look at, is Isaiah Wynn going to be a starter or backup? If he's a backup, it's an upgrade to the backup spot. Is Jack Driscoll, from an athleticism standpoint, is head and shoulders above both Robert Jones and Lester Cotton? From that standpoint, they went out and they got another athletic center. So I think you've seen them kind of embrace some athleticism on the offensive line for their depth spots that they didn't have last year that I think could maybe help them stay true to who they want to be running the ball. Because when your offensive line is a Hurtley Mickenberg, Lester Cotton, and Robert Jones, those guys don't have the dynamic athleticism that is the entire point of emphasis on how you want to run the offensive line and run your offense. And I think that really allowed teams to sit on Miami at times. I think you mentioned Jonnu Smith. I think that's a really great player when you consider midseason, the game you lost to Kansas City, your wide receivers got their tails kicked trying to block on the edge on crack toss against these big linebackers and edge types for Kansas City. Well, instead of having 190-pound Braxton Berrios try to do it, you get Jonnu Smith out there who can run 21 miles per hour, but he also is not a guy who's going to put his hand in the dirt, so maybe he's in that reduced split, and now you got a 240-pound guy doing it. So I think that can help you in that regard as well. So I think there's some context clues with how they've gone about the offseason that would back the idea that, look, we need to be able to continue to stay true to who we are in the trenches, and maybe that involves getting a bigger player who still has athleticism to be involved in the blocking set, or guys who have more athleticism to be backup players for us on the offensive line. So if we do have an injury, we don't have to completely change who we are, and then we don't have guys that can function.
Kyle, I got to tell you, man, we've run long, but it was good stuff today, brother. You were on your game today. I really appreciate it. You take care of yourself, and thanks again for coming on.
Thanks, Joe.
All right, Kyle Krabs, host of Locked On Fence podcast. He is good. A lot of good stuff. A lot of really, really good stuff. Kind of like going to your South Florida Chevy dealers this morning. By the way, we got a lot more stuff coming up. Phil Sims going to join us coming up here in the 9 o'clock hour. We'll talk to Phil about the quarterbacks and all that stuff that's going on, which is always a hot topic when the draft pops and comes around here. So we'll get into that and some of the moves that have been made at the quarterback position this offseason. Right now, though, I want to talk to you about your South Florida Chevy dealers. Speaking of the big guys on the offensive line, I love talking about our big guys, the Suburbans and Tahoes. Oh, big and strong with more room, and what a great look. If you like a big, comfortable SUV, I'd like to welcome you to go in and try and go to and test drive a Suburban or a Tahoe. I promise you, you will not be disappointed. Boy, I've had a Tahoe a long time. Love them, man. I just, they're unbelievable. Traverse, midsize SUV, still plenty of room. Still a lot of room to enjoy yourself, you and your family, right down to a Trailblazer, a Blazer, or an Equinox. So many different looks in the SUV family. It really comes down to style and substance and what you're looking for. Silverado trucks, man. I always tell everybody this about our strong, durable Silverado trucks. It just comes down to a truck that's perfect for your lifestyle. We make every kind of truck possible, every kind of style truck, whether it's you and that truck making a living 6-7 days a week, or a Silverado truck that's perfect for you and the family to get around 7 days a week. Whatever it is, we make it for you. New and used with low mileage. What are you waiting for? And by the way, while you're out there, if you're going to do a couple of changes in your life and your wife's going, you seem like you're changing, go check that Corvette. Maybe it's a good time to go get in that Corvette. Man, they are sweet. Favorite Corvette ever right now at your South Florida Chevy dealers. Hey, if you haven't been there, these are the best overall products we've ever had. Go check them out. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, this is the best. In Dade, Broward, even Monroe County, find new roads and follow.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Love today at your South Florida Chevy dealer.
All right, before we get back to it here, Joe, we have our contest here once again. Sting is coming to the Fillmore, Miami Beach in October. Sting 3.0 tour. We've got a chance for you to win tickets. To enter, just text the word police to 20357. That's police to 20357. You've got a chance to win. Message and data rates apply. It's a Live Nation show. We also have heat tickets to give away at some point here during the show, Joe.
That's right. Portland game.
Portland game.
Yeah, yeah, we want to make sure.
10 days from now, I believe.
Tickets can be start getting really hard to get here for the Panthers and the Heat down the stretch where all these games are going to be important. And so, yeah, we'll be giving away some tickets here. And so stay tuned for that. I got to play this, and I want to thank Kyle. Kyle Crabb's just so good at breaking stuff down and stats and numbers and a good feel for what guys do. And, you know, if you're looking at certain positions and how they match up from what we had last year, he just does a real good job of that stuff. So, Jim Larrañaga, I wanted to bring this up because I saw it yesterday, Jim Larrañaga talking to the media. And apparently, you know, you do your sit down with all your players and didn't have everybody could leave. He didn't get one of those, I'm going to be back, coach, don't worry. From the transfer portal to the NBA draft, I'm sure money was brought up. Everything came into play with his players. And obviously, I believe almost all those guys have another year of eligibility, if I'm not mistaken, to come back. And, hey, listen, if they could figure out how to play together and not worry about other things, and, you know, I think Jim would be better off probably letting a few of those guys go and kind of being happy about it. But he had a team he thought was going to be pretty good, and they lost their last 10 games. So here's Jim Larrañaga with a little bit of frustration over what he's dealing with today's players.
When you recruit a young man, you have a picture of what he's going to be able to do during the course of his career. The problem exists is if it's not immediate satisfaction, if they don't play immediately, then all of a sudden they get discouraged very, very quickly. And then their mind is not on getting better. It's on, where am I transferring to? And so you have a battle. Am I really working to improve, or am I really thinking about leaving? Because commitment means both feet in, not one foot in and one foot out. And would those same players who are going to enter the portal, would they be better next year? Well, it's been my experience with coaching guys like Isaiah Wong. How good he was as a freshman, he was okay. Sophomore, a little bit better. But junior and senior year, he was great. So could these guys have, you know, if they stay and play next year and the year after, could they fall into that category? Yeah, sure. But I can't make those decisions for them, you know, because there's so many voices in their ear with opinions. Now you have, like you've always had to have parents who have their opinion, but you have agents who have their opinion, you have AAU coaches, you have high school coaches, you have their friends, you have their roommates, you have guys they play with high school ball that went to other schools and found success and they're comparing themselves to them. Social media, oh my God. So you have so many factors that determine a kid's mindset. It's like a very popular thing to do to put your name in the transfer portal. There are approximately 4,000 or a little bit more Division I players. There's going to be 2,000 in the portal. That means half the players in college basketball are looking for a new destination. Does that make any sense to anybody? It doesn't to me. Because in my mind, a lot of those players that put their name in are actually saying, I'm giving up on myself. I have to go someplace else because I can't prove myself here. And to a certain degree, that could be true. But on a lot of cases, those kids, as you get older, you get better. You know, my coaches and I talk about it all the time. How many guys have transferred out of here and enjoyed greater success? Either their team won more or they became the star of the team like they envisioned when they left. So you can look at the four that transferred last year and tell me what you think.
That's Jim Larrañaga, head basketball coach at UM. Obviously a little frustrated with the meetings and hearing what everybody had to say on the guys he'd like to come back. Whether it's I have trouble believing George or Poplar are really the way they played this year, thinking about joining the NBA draft. There's got to be somebody you can talk to that says, probably not a good idea the way you played for last year for UM. So he was obviously very frustrated. These guys check out, quit, whatever you want to call it. And I'm curious about two guys, man, Omer and Pack. Woody, you told me both have 1 year of eligibility left. You'd love to have those guys come back, play with this young, talented draft class he has coming in. But
it is kind of crazy because the guys that are transferring, I mean, they're already guys like you could, you know, imagine they just didn't get the playing time that they had hoped, right? And you know, like A.J. Casey or Michael Nwoko, you know, any of those guys, like, you just wonder, do they stay around? Do they eventually get into the rotation a little more? Do they start to play a little more? Like, you know, you'll never know, but it's a strange deal, man. These guys come here, they you know, again, they don't seem like they're 2 feet in, like, you know, like Coach was saying there, and they're gone just like that.
Well,
really amazing.
Every year you're a free agent, so it's so different. It's not like, hey, I'm here for 3 years no matter what. You know, no matter what, even if I complain, I'm under contract. It's.
But these are also guys like they were talking about here. Like, what's the market for these guys?
Well,
you know, I mean, I'm sure a smaller D1 will pick them up somewhere. But like, what's the market? They're not going to go out and get a payday or anything like that.
I think a lot of this is people around you that love you or care about you all have an opinion when things don't go well for you. And let me ask you a question. How many people in your life really tell you the truth about how you've just played or what you're doing? Seriously, how many people close to you really tell you the truth? I don't want to make an excuse. I was a big F-up for a long time in my life. I don't need, oh, man, you're getting screwed. No, no, man, not getting screwed. No. But this is the world we live in, man, with this transfer portal. It is 1 year free agent, four or five times. No matter what. Oh, we got him. We got him. Well, you have him for 1 year, and we'll see how it goes. And if he checks out early in football or basketball mostly, but happening in other sports too. Hell, baseball's dealing with it too. Guys don't feel that love or feel they're getting better, or if they don't play right away, they're not going to stay. Everybody wants it, and they want it now. And their families want it now, and everybody around you wants it right now. So, yeah, Jim, that was Jim Larrañaga kind of frustrated with
that. What's a tough deal, man? I mean, he wants to coach guys. This guy's a Hall of Fame coach. Like, he's going to end up in the Basketball Hall of Fame. And he wants to coach guys, and I think we've seen what happens when he coaches guys. Isaiah Wong was a really good example that he used.
Woody, can I be honest with you? I appreciate you saying that. Nobody, not one player on that team cares where he's going.
Oh,
to.
I know.
I don't mean
which
that
is
as
sad,
a shock.
By the way. It's disrespectful, but you know, whatever. Best of luck to all those
money,
guys. You know, they'll figure something
playing
out.
Playing time. Who's going to give me the best chance to get to the next level? My buddy thinks I'm a better fit over at this program. And he said I can get the same kind of money, if not more. And there you have it.
Like,
man.
I just don't know where these guys are going to go. Like Christian Watson, I know was, you know, he was going to leave. You know, AJ Casey. Like, where are these guys going to end up? That's going to be such a better situation.
Well,
them.
George and Poplar can go wherever they want. Would you agree?
Yes.
Okay.
I got to think Keyshawn George is probably going to go to the NBA, but.
Oh, boy.
He must have that NBA upside. That they're always talking about,
Don't you have to show a little something before, and not just the potential to be in that we've seen you have NBA talent to go in a first round? I don't know. Maybe you're right.
I'm not a huge fan of drafting those guys. I prefer the route that the Heat went with, like Jaime Jaquez.
Yeah,
you know, a guy who like has been around in college basketball and played, and was a little
has
more
an all around game.
And, yeah,
can handle a night where he goes 1-for-7.
That's a little more of the kind of guy I'd go after if it was me personally. But, you know, these guys, they end up in the G League, and sometimes you get lost in the G League, and that can be it.
Welcome to the new system, Coach. Everybody else in football and basketball, a lot of people aren't real happy with this system and guys taking off. Anyway, we got to go to break here. We've got a lot more stuff to get to. Phil Sims going to join us this morning at 9:20. We'll talk to Phil. With get back to some of the quarterback stuff going on right now in the NFL. And listen, you can't talk off season or draft without starting at the quarterback position. That's the way it's been for a long time now. I want to tell you about Atlantic Men's Clinic, ED and Low T. Yeah, that's not their actual – I mean, I want to let you – I'm not talking about two of my buddies, but I do have some buddies that have ED and Low T, and I tell them all the same thing. I say, guys – get to Atlantic Men's Clinic. Well, you know, can you just give me – no. You guys go down and meet with their professionals, and if you're dragging butt and you're always tired and you're not working out and you're going home taking naps for 2 or 3 hours every day – and by the way, if you got low T, you probably have ED, which is means your sex drive is gone and not what it used to be. I don't know about you, but I want to enjoy life and everything else here. And it happens. This ED thing happens 40s. 50s, 60s, there's some young guys. When I go in there, there's a lot of guys a lot younger than I am. And by the way, I had it. Boy, did I have it. I had the combo package, ED and low T. And I'll tell you, man, it sucked. And I went in and you know, you go in, I don't know these guys. And I'm like, all right, I got to be honest here. Best thing you ever did, man. Best thing you ever did. They got one goal, man, is to knock it out and knock it out quickly. And boy, do they ever. Schedule a consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic today. Your initial visit includes medical consultation with a Florida licensed medical provider, a T and a PSA test, and if medically advised, a test dose. And if the test dose doesn't work in the office, your visit is free. 6 locations throughout South Florida. You have one close to you. I go to the one in Plantation. I'll tell you what, man, they're good at what they do, and they can help, and I mean quickly. So you can really enjoy, get a lot more out of life. How about just getting your energy back, and with that, your sex drive back, no matter what age you are. 877-455-7300 or visit AtlanticMensClinic.com. All right, the Miami Heat, man. Tough loss last night. Boy, they fought their way back. Got that game back to 85-85 after being down 14, but couldn't close her out, man. Still a four-point game with 2 minutes left, but come up short. Those back-to-back road games, winning that second one is not easy, especially when you find out Jimmy's out again. And so Jimmy was out. Of course, you know the rest of the guys that haven't been playing. Tyler Herro's also out. So a little shorthanded last night. Bam playing his ass off too, boy. Just playing like just not enough. So they lose. The 76ers move back into the eighth spot. One game. It's crazy. So they haven't played their best basketball. And they're only one game behind the Pacers and the 76ers for the sixth spot. So still in good chance. By the way, Kyle Lowry actually played pretty damn well last night. He's back in 76ers picked him up, and so he we'll see how that all goes. And then on top of that, Cleveland Wednesday, and then 6 of 7 games at home, 14 left as they sit in the eighth spot right now. But we have tickets to give away. We have tickets to give away for that Portland game coming up.
Yeah, March 29th. You want to do caller number 6 in honor of that sixth spot we're trying to get to?
Yeah.
305-567-0560.
That was very good on your part. Very good.
I learned from you.
Six spot.
You had that really creative one yesterday.
Apparently we're not catching the Knicks. I thought they're going to run the Knicks down. The
Knicks seem to play pretty hard during the regular season.
They got great wins against Sacramento and Golden State on the West Coast.
They got to play hard now because their playoff run's going to probably last maybe 2 weeks at best.
They're playing without a couple of their really good players, and got a little bit from everywhere. That's impressive, man. They talk about another team shorthanded. Knicks don't want to hear the Heat bitching or 76ers bitching. So anyway, we got them all lit up, Woody. I'll let you get some of those guys. We got Phil Sims. Boy, a lot of Smiths. Phil Sims going to join us coming up here at 9:20 this morning and talk about the quarterback a little bit. I got everybody calling me, man, going out to the tennis today. Start watching the tournament. Yeah, I love it. I love going out there, especially on the weekends at night. They turn into a really fun event. And you don't have to be hardcore. My buddies, they go out there and have a few drinks and walk around with their girlfriends and wives, but they don't care. They don't know. Got guys ask me, is this a good match? Yeah, actually, that's Medvedev. He's one of the best players in the world. All right. Good. Yeah, no, he's really good. Well, what about the guy he's playing? Oh, that's Alcaraz. He's really good too. So, but it's great. It's so much more than just going out to the tennis, and they got so it's funny for tennis if you're going out while you're waiting to get these basketball tickets. If you're going out the side courts, and Woody's not a big side court guy because it's a lot of people, a lot of players that you don't know their names unless you're hardcore. So people really like it are the ones that really follow tennis and like to know where they're from and what they're playing. Oh, yeah, I saw them upset such and such and those. But the average fan likes to go and watch people you know or a time to go at night when, there's music playing and the food's great out there and the drinks are great and just almost a date night. I think that's kind of nothing against my wife, but she kind of falls under that category for this Saturday night as well. But, yeah, it's fun out there. It's good stuff. Hardcore during the day. See some of the guys going out today, walk around a little bit and bounce around from event to event and see it. So we got that Miami Open for a couple of weeks, and it is one of my favorite events. And I'm not trying to throw it on anybody this morning. I'm not like that. I'm not going to do that. But it is funny, all the people that are heading out there. Why not? Get a little exercise, move around a little bit, get a little burn, get a little suntan, move that stuff up. Hey, Woody, we're getting a winner right now on. Sorry about that, Woody. saw you're doing that right now. Hey, man, we're going to have Kyle Krabs again at the end of the show if you missed him. It was really, really good this morning. Really, really good on the players they've added and some guys that he thinks are big upgrades to some of the things that they're trying to do and where he might go in the draft off of what they've been able to do in free agency and what still needs to be done. And they did add a couple of guys. If you're just joining us, Isaiah Wynn is back. I'm guessing going to have a good chance to be the left guard for this team. And Jack Driscoll from the Eagles, who's been a reserve offensive lineman, has kind of played a lot of different positions, both guard and tackle, is now going to join this team to give it a little more depth. And we'll see what else they decide to do. For me, just me, I know I do agree. I think one thing we all agree on with what they've done, with all these tackles that they brought in, none of them are going to come close to how good Christian Wilkins is. Christian Wilkins played first, second, and third down, and he's durable. He just doesn't miss games, very seldom comes out of the game, and has done this his whole career, so it's nothing new. And he's been super productive. Tackles for loss, sacks, and tackles, especially the tackles over the last 3 years. He made a ton of them. So that guy's kind of hard to replace. That's why he got himself a big, fat, $100-plus million contract. And so you're bringing guys in on the cheap, hoping you can find something. Now, question I don't know, did the Miami Dolphins feel they're just going to rotate all those guys and keep everybody's snap count down? Or they plan on going to get a defensive tackle in the draft that can play their system? So,
not to interrupt you, but we did give the tickets away here. So if you're trying to call in now, we'll get you again tomorrow with more tickets.
Good, good, good stuff, Woody.
Elon from Miami won the tickets.
Great.
Another first-time winner, man.
Really?
He was very excited, yeah.
That's awesome, man. That's awesome. Ticket, hey, listen.
Did you need something, by the way? I heard you yell my name while I was talking to him.
No.
Everything okay
back there?
No,
I started saying I saw you were doing it.
Just make sure.
Hey, man, it's
okay,
a two-man show around here, Woody. Sorry about that, brother. This ain't four or five guys
on
the show.
I try to multitask, but
I'm sorry about that, Woody.
Right.
I looked up, you had your head down, and I shut up right away. I wasn't trying to do that to you. We've got the 9 o'clock hour coming up. Phil Simms going to join us. Big part of CBS. And, of course, also had a great career with the Giants. We'll talk to him about this quarterback stuff that's going on. It's amazing. The quarterback position, it's incredible. All those players a couple years ago we were talking about, Woody. Oh, this guy's going to be the next great player. That 2021 draft has been a complete crap show. I wanted to say the S word, too. Did I get in trouble, or is that all right to say that occasionally? Just throwing it in occasionally.
No, you're not supposed to.
Okay.
Thank you for holding back today.
It's been a...
Usually you only do that when I rile you up, so I haven't done that to you today.
Bad draft.
Yeah.
Bad draft. Trevor Lawrence. And by the way, Trevor Lawrence hasn't done what we thought he's done, what he should do, right? With that talent, we thought he was going to tear it up. And I don't know. I don't put him in elite quarterbacks yet either. I mean, obviously he's got a chance. But the other four guys are either gone or they want him to be gone. So we'll have all that stuff with Phil Simms coming up here. Yeah, it's been a crazy one, and find out how Phil feels about this draft coming up with Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels, Drake May, and J.J. McCarthy from Michigan as well. Right now I want to talk about a guy that's not a first-round pick and has not been a bust of any kind, has not been a superstar. No, matter of fact, this guy needs to get a life a little bit. I'm talking about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. Yes, I am. 30-plus years of experience helping you, man. When others say no, he says, let's go get the big show. People need cash. Interest rates are killing people. High insurance rates are killing people. HOA fees. What's going on with the HOA world, man? You're killing us. He's right. What am I getting? They just doubled ours. Like, oh, my gosh, what is going on? Well, a lot of folks are running to credit card debt. Instead, running that debt up on a credit card is not the answer, not 28 to 30% a month. Are you kidding me? That's really going to kill you, and money will run out quickly, not to mention you're going to be in over your head on that credit card before you know it. Let Michael Kotze relieve some of that money stress. Get that credit card paid off. Reverse mortgages, more popular than ever. And if you and your spouse are 62 or older, you qualify and should take a real look at this. especially you can get the equity out of your home, have a place to stay. It's really perfect for a lot of people. It really is. And then debt consolidation is always a big one. You need cash. And again, the HOA costs just continue to go up. Insurance is rising, all that stuff. Whatever it is, let Michael Cotti at Choice Mortgage help you. He has no life. He's always working 7 days a week. That guy is grinding even on the weekends to take care of you. Call or text him. 561-441-2730. 561-441-2730. Again, call or text him. 30 plus years in the business can get you approved in half the time that those big banks can. MLS 166-254. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.